Mindfulness meditation is a great way to do it, and it's an old Buddhist way to meditate. It's thousands of years old. The Chinese were doing mindfulness as well.
We have taught courses that last about 5 weeks on nothing but learning how to awaken your awareness through mindfulness meditation. So today we're just giving you a small piece where you connect with who you are. And to do this, you can do it in one of two ways. You can either pair up with a partner, or you can do it by yourself. When you pair up with a partner,
you look into their eyes and you say, "Who am I?" And then whatever comes out, comes out.
So you actually say, "Who are you?"
Who am I?
So I look into Marion's eyes very deeply and I say, "Who are you?"
And I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm an Indian chief.
Yes,
I'm a mother.
But who are you, really?
I'm a spirit in a body. I'm a tennis player.
What you do is you keep asking the person, or have another person ask you over and over, and get the person to take it deeper. Take it levels deeper until they really hit the core of who they truly are. Now, another way to do this mindfulness meditation is to actually sit in front of a mirror. Now, I tell people to do this not with bright blaring lights on, because then many people will look in and they'll start going, "Oh my God, I look so wrinkled." Or they'll start focusing on physical attributes. And the point of this meditation is to look deeply into your own eyes and ask your own self, "Who am I?" If you do it in a mirror where maybe you only have candlelight around, this can be a very profound experience, because it will go deeper and deeper when you take the time to just be present with your own self. What's your experience been, Marion?
Candlelight is very, very helpful. You look in the mirror with the candle and you just go, "Who am I?" And you have all the blah, blah coming out first. And you just have to go through the layers of being whatever you think you are and start feeling. And then you have to connect with your heart. So the first thing you have to do is blah, blah your way out of your chatter, all that head talk that you've got. It's all that training that we've had since kindergarten as to who we are. And then you go deeper. When you're in your heart, you start feeling who you are instead of thinking who you are. And that's when the magic starts. So I would recommend that everyone do it, and it's not easy to do. It's very, very tough, especially for someone like me who's very left-brained. But once you get out of the chatter and into the heart and can start revealing who you are without fear, because there's really nothing to fear. You are who you are. Another thing that people have trouble with is looking at themselves in the mirror and looking into their own eyes. How often do people look into their own eyes? They look at their makeup, they look at their nose, they look at whatever, their hair, bad hair day, but they never look deeply into their own eyes. So don't be afraid to do it. There's nothing to be afraid of. This is who you really are, and you're going to find out how beautiful you are. You're not going to find out how flawed you are. I promise you that.
It seems very simple, but it's very profound.